Greetings in the name of Christ. I'm Pastor Kush. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 27. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or shouldn't we?" But knowing their hypocrisy, Jesus said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius, and let me look at it." They brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And then the Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection. They asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife when he had died and left no offspring. The second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The purpose behind a question can often dictate the answer. If a person has a leading question, you might get defensive, or you might even walk into a trap that they have laid for you. And the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians all came up with questions for the purpose to trip up Jesus during his time in Jerusalem. They spoke of taxes, which they themselves hated and spoke out against. And they were doing so to trap Jesus, so he might earn the displeasure and ire of Rome. Then the Sadducees spoke of a strange series of marriages and a resurrection of the dead, which they themselves did not even believe in hopes of tripping up Jesus. They meant for these things to be used for evil deeds, but as so often, what people can be seen used as evil, God uses for good. You see, Jesus uses this opportunity to tell about the relationship between God, man, and also revealing who our God is. And the truth is that our God is God of everything. He has given things of this world so that we might live a good, well, and orderly life. Yes, he is the God of all things. Yes, even earthly governments that govern over roads, amenities, the laws of the land. And so God commands that we should obey, pray for our governments. Yet, he is God of everything, who made us and formed us in the womb. And so, we should give all of our lives to God. We give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And we give to God everything, because God is our Lord. But there's a reason why we do so. Because he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. The promises that he has made are for the living. This means that if you look to what he promised of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of a continued life with him, of multitudes of children. Those promises didn't end with Abraham's death, nor Isaac's, nor Jacob's. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, who believed in him and so have life. And those promises are for the life of all, to give life and salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And those promises were made perfect in the life, death, and resurrection of his son, Jesus. So, Jesus used this opportunity to explain the heart of who our God is and of what he is willing to do. He is willing to die for us, to live for us. And so all of what he is for us. For we have move and have our being in him. These questions were meant for harm. God used them for good, so that we may know the heart of our God, and that heart is life and light and love for us all. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, your servant Moses proclaimed the resurrection to the children of Israel to give them hope in the midst of their darkness. As we journey to the darkness of the cross, give us hope to look beyond it to the light of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.